flicks reviews, movie news. This week we have Jonathan Charney, James Stevens, Hello. And Ryan Preston. So this week's question is, what TV show or movie character were you glad to see die? And our answers coming up. And this week, I guess there were some more exciting movie news. I don't know. But for some reason, the last couple of weeks, a little boring. I did post something to our Facebook page for James and everybody else. The trailer for Cool World, if you've never seen it, just so you can catch all our jokes about it and why it was so bad.
No. You guys need to sit down and watch the entire flick, or you will not ever understand.
Along with another movie, Ryan? And along with another movie that's definitely will never be made was Bebe's Kids. If you guys ever remember that.
Why would I be excited about that?
Just because it's hilarious if you actually see the trailer. So have you heard about the retelling or kind of re-spin on another King Arthur movie?
Yeah.
This one apparently is done by Guy Ritchie, which in theory should be a good movie.
It's supposed to be mostly about the sword Excalibur and not so much about Arthur's backstory or Merlin's story or the knight's story.
At this point, I mean, there's been so many King Arthur and Camelot movies for like the last probably 100 years. I mean, so I don't know how much I'm really interested in it. I mean, is this supposed to be about the people how many people have held the sword, or
probably where the sword came from, which some people believe came from Atlantis before it sunk. It was his dad's sword, rescued by his mom, given to him, or hidden with Merlin. Anyway, long story. I was a big fan. I am still a pretty big fan of the King Arthur story and legend, but I have not found a movie I like of it.
Neither have I.
I've read the books and, you know, looked at the lore and things like that, but there has not been one movie except for Disney's Sword in the Stone that I did not hate.
I've seen, there was a cartoon, and this is a little bit of a stretch.
That's what I just said.
There's a cartoon in the early 90s called King Arthur and the Knights of Justice.
Oh, yeah.
That was the only spin that was done on cartoon besides Sword in the Stone that I thought was even remotely interesting, mainly because it really wasn't, it's pretty much using the name and the castle. That's it. And I was like, this is pretty cool. I can totally dig that. And one of the most interesting news coming up when you're talking about the new live-action Justice League is it probably won't be Hal Jordan or Jon Stewart.
Yeah, I heard that.
I don't know if this is the time to introduce a new Green Lantern. I was kind of hoping for Jon Stewart.
Yeah.
Because he's not the Boy Scout. He's a little grittier.
Yeah, he's not Hal Jordan at all. He's way different.
So I was kind of really excited about, you know, hopefully Jon Stewart. So interesting to see what and who they pick.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think? Is there a Green Lantern character or different personality type you'd like to see?
No, not really.
Can I pick Deadpool?
You want Deadpool to have the ring?
Yes.
That would be interesting.
I totally want to see Deadpool as a Green Lantern.
I mean, there's going to be a lot of phallic symbols. I guarantee that, but...
Oh, yeah.
Now, are any of you guys... Are any of you guys a fan of Doctor Who?
Yes,
he is. Up until, I think, like, season 8. Then I kind of lost interest.
What do you think about the rumors of one of the upcoming Doctors, either the one coming up or the after that, that might choose a woman?
I'm cool with that.
Because that's like the biggest hubbub lately in some of the communities I've saw. Right? I don't really care. I'm not that big of a fan.
I mean, as far as the story goes, it wouldn't change it. Ryan?
I was paying attention to something else. Talking about a female doctor?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's been kind of a hubbub. There's a lot of people for it, a lot of people against it.
I'm absolutely for it. We all end up accepting a new doctor absolutely every single time.
Pretty much. Everyone
has the same reaction if you're a fan. It's like, oh no, not a new one. I just got used to the old one.
Oh no.
How many men has it been? It would, like James said, it would not change the character. It wouldn't change the story.
It would change the character a little bit.
No.
I mean, well, no.
Every actor changes the character a little bit.
Well, I mean, I liked Eccleston and Matt Smith. Well, these are just actors that basically switched within a couple seasons.
Well, I mean, the only thing that would change would be instead of having, you know, the doctor flirting with a female character, it would be, you know, all male companions type of thing. That's the only thing that would change.
Most recent doctor, he doesn't know how to flirt. He's not the type. So you can absolutely have just a very aloof doctor? You know, a woman character who wouldn't even know sex if it was right in front of her, you know?
Yeah.
It's not a subject they have to broach.
Yeah.
No, true. It just seems, from what I've seen, and granted, I haven't seen a whole lot of the recent iterations of it, seems to be a shtick on a lot of them. Deadpool 2 shooting dates revealed and allegedly a trailer released. I haven't seen the trailer.
I haven't either.
Allegedly, it's going to be released 2018. Seems a little early to announce a date, especially when it's, could be a year or two.
Well, yeah, as far as I'm concerned...
Think about how easy it is to get Ryan Reynolds into the suit just to do promo shit, though.
Are you kidding? I bet he sleeps in that thing.
I bet he does.
Exactly my point, you know? Like, what? You want me to put that thing on again?
All right. Yeah, let's do this.
I bet it smells horrible inside. Probably smells like a guy's locker room.
Probably. But, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, posting the date that far out, I mean, I'm okay with it. I want them to take their time and make a great movie again.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's what they're trying to do. And with the tone they set with the first one, I really think it's going to be hard to deviate from that too wildly.
Yeah.
I don't think, even if they did, for some reason, it had a crappy budget, the way they set that movie up, I doubt it would be bad, considering how much they made fun of themselves.
That's the thing. So all they can do is do it again, make fun of the fact that they're doing a sequel.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, it lends itself to more comedy.
Yeah, I mean, like, pretty much the best scene to show is when they show up to the X-Men house and the only two X-Men. He makes a joke. It's like, we couldn't afford any other X-Men.
Yeah.
And which they really couldn't. I mean, so that's why I think it's funny. And are you guys going to go buy the giant box set for Rogue One? You know, it'll have all the other ones you're going to buy individually. You're going to skip this iteration of it. Well, the reason I say that is because Disney has pretty much promised to milk Star Wars for all it can. Yeah.
I went to Disneyland after all this. Oh, man, they're making a killing.
Well, they're even making a Star Wars land. And Disneyland and Disney World. Disney World is supposed to be in Hollywood Studios.
Hmm. Yeah, they really are milking it, but I'm fine with it. You know, they're not. It's even though the stuff that they ruined, like I'm not going to get too precious about it. My movies still exist.
I'm precious.
You know, they didn't pull them off the shelf, so I can always go back and enjoy it the way I always have.
Yeah.
And if there's new cool stuff, hey, there's new cool stuff. And I don't even have to pay attention to the stuff that I think's crappy or whatever. But, yeah, they really are going to milk it for absolutely every penny.
And I don't blame them at all. I mean, there's
not
a big market. And they're probably, I mean, it's, when did they get released? 70? So these are 40 years old. And they're going to... I don't blame them at all. Milk it for all it's worth.
So what's all going to be included in this particular box set?
Well, I actually, this one was just talking about the Blu-ray release date, but it kind of made me think, you know, because pretty much Star Wars, they come up with different box sets. So what they're probably going to do is when this trilogy is finished, they'll make their own box set, include that in a big box set. So I was kind of thinking, what are people going to do? Like, what are you guys going to do? Because honestly, I don't know if I'm going to buy any more Star Wars movies. I'm kind of set on that.
I think the eventual goal has to be you wait for all 9 movies to be out, all of the interstitial ones, and Disney to do some 9-foot-tall giant box set with a fucking statue.
So you mean like the James Bond one that they did right before Daniel Craig took over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's going to happen with pretty much Disney's promise just to keep releasing Star Wars? Because in theory, you could have an extra 20 movies that aren't interstitial movies. You could have, you know, 9 full Star Wars additional movies.
I mean, and you can also do TV shows like they did. And
they've pretty much promised it, which, as a geek's perspective, is cool. I
want
them
to go and show Yoda in the early years.
I'm not quite
sure. Like when he's only, like, you know, 200 years old.
Right, yeah, 200, 250, somewhere in there, for sure. Yeah.
I would rather see the Star War, Star Trek Neogenic Wars.
Wow. Neogenics.
And Hayao Miyazaki has promised to come out of retirement again for another anime, which is an anime geek is awesome. He's done a ton of amazing cartoons. If you haven't seen it, look it up. Spirit Away is one of the most famous ones.
Didn't he do Howl's Moving Castle too?
Let's see, Howl's Moving Castle, Spirited Away, Princess Mononoke.
Another really famous one that I can't think of right now.
Totoro.
Yeah, My Neighbor Totoro, and Nausicaa in the Valley of the Wind.
That's the one I was trying to think of.
He's done a ton and is probably, at least for Western audiences, I don't know how he's viewed in Japan, but at least in Western audiences, he's probably one of the most famous anime directors, if not the famous.
Hmm. Well, I think he's got to be incredibly respected in his own country.
I would assume so. I mean, my assumption would be yes. But I honestly have no clue. I've never read about it, so. And when it comes to Bond, would you guys like to see Daniel Craig or new Bond? What was that?
Oh, I was just going to say, Miyazaki's, I mean, the stuff that he does is so just, I think, universally beautiful.
Hmm. Oh, the other one he did, if I remember correctly, was Grave of the Fireflies. If you ever see it, prepare for tears.
Saw that.
So we're gonna switch gears a little bit. We have a Facebook page. Is there a movie you'd love us to do? Or, hey, a bit of movie news you'd like to send our way? Or how about Pause for the Cause and donating to Real Flix Reviews? You can go to theogt.tv.com, hit donate, then give us money. You can also catch our podcast on Podbean, Stitcher, iTunes, and more. And this week's question is, what TV show / movie character were you glad to see die? And mine is kind of a throwback, so I'm going to say Tasha Yar on Next Generation.
Oh.
Because I was kind of sad she died when I saw it as a kid, but as an adult, Worf is such a better character than Tasha Yar.
Yeah.
So she could have. So I'm glad she died in that slime mold.
All right. You know what?
And yes, I went there.
Yeah, you did. I have one for TV and movies. I mean, I was really glad to watch Steve Urkel die. I'm kidding.
I know he never died on that one.
It's Joffrey, for one, on Game of Thrones. Really glad to see him die. It's like I really wanted to see him suffer more. Anyways, yeah. But and Commodus from Gladiator, Joaquin Phoenix character.
That was satisfying as shit.
Oh, man, I really wanted to see him die. Like his... Oh, that was it.
Oh, jeez. Wow. Wow, you were really going to go there.
I was. Oh, my God. I really almost went there.
Wait. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't really know why I'm shocked, it's not the fact he went there. It's the fact he didn't say it.
Yeah, it almost came out. The filter
James
caught
it. He has no filter. He doesn't have filter in front of the camera or when it's not on. Wow.
Nobody's listening to this. Who gives a shit? All
right, fine. Just like his brother.
Yeah,
Kurt Cobain.
No, I'd rather switch him. I really would. I would like to have his brother back and him gone. Stupid hair lip trying to sing, freaking Walk the Line. Waste my time. You're not Jamie Foxx. Maybe.
So Ryan.
Okay. Well, that's my TV show is Is also from Game of Thrones, and oh fuck! Now I can't stop thinking of fucking River Phoenix.
Cry.
So was Joffrey the blonde-headed king?
Yeah, he became the king.
God.
Oh man, why is his Bolton? Ramsay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the dogs or wolves.
You know. What?
Yeah, Ramsay from Game of Thrones.
It's another character. You know, yeah, I get that, but I mean, like, I really wanted to make him
satisfying.
as
I was waiting bad. A while for that one.
Yeah, I want to see them make him as bad as he was in the books.
Okay, I don't have that frame of reference.
I know you
so
don't,
I hated him enough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Next week,
he did a great job. I mean, the actor who played him did a fantastic job.
Next week, we got to do the question, which characters do you wish had died in a TV show or movie?
I'm good with that.
Because I have at least half a dozen.
My film one is a tie for a three-way tie for first. And that would be Hermann Göring, Joseph Goebbels, and Adolf Hitler in Glorious Bastards.
Oh,
still one of the all-time best endings in any movie.
Like when they are shooting them in the face, and then they reload. I mean, that's awesome.
Oh, dude, with the fire in their eyeballs.
Yeah.
The weirdest part is we saw that on a Thursday night on the opening day, and we were laughing. James, and I think we were with one other person.
My brother and his girlfriend.
And
it was anti-gun.
And nobody else in the theater was laughing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was busting up.
And I remember looking back at people, and some people were chuckling. And I was like, y'all are in the wrong fucking theater. What the hell? This is hilarious.
Yeah.
And then I realized, you know, James and I are the same people who wanted Neo's girlfriend to die faster. So maybe we're the wrong people to watch.
9-minute death scene, people. 9 minutes.
Too long to die.
Man, it's not an Iron Maiden. All right, I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna stop.
No, you won't. You're
no, I probably won't. I can go on another whole tangent about that one.
He's been complaining about that since that movie came out. I've been listening to this for a decade.
Oh, man. Yes.
It'll never end.
And it started when I saw the scene, and she was still alive after 30 seconds. I started yelling, die.
Seriously. Thanks, Wachowskis, for conceptually making an amazing trilogy and then having me defend it for shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And talk about Ryan possibly to defend something. I put the trailer up from probably one of Elijah Wood's worst movies ever, North, made in 1994. If you want to watch a movie that's going to make you cry in a corner for how bad it is, take a look at that trailer.
Yeah, it really is. I knew that movie was bad when I was 10.
But you still watched it.
Oh, yeah, 8 times.
What?
I would...
Yeah, I've seen that movie a bunch. It's fucking terrible, but it's a nostalgic kind of terrible. I don't know how to explain
it. I haven't seen it once, and I don't want to.
You know, I was...
Oh, no, you almost have to watch it. There's some scenes in there that you're like, I can't believe they made this movie.
I was gonna make fun of him for it, but then I realized I have no right to say it because some of my favorite movies are incredibly awful.
But it's also one of those movies that it's all in his head, like he just dreams this shit on a couch, and then wakes up having all of this stuff never had happened.
But some of it is a little bit of Schadenfreude when you're watching it because you're probably, laughing at your own pain, the fact you're enjoying the movie.
It's just a really goofy movie that you can't believe Bruce Willis did.
A little bit of a sidebar with Hugh Jackman basically giving up the title character Wolverine. Do you guys have somebody you'd love to pick to play that character? And I was thinking Tom Hardy. I'd love to see.
I think like Skarsgård, but he's too tall.
Yeah, he could play freaking Sabretooth.
I was thinking Tom Hardy because I think he could bring a little bit of the grittiness that Hugh Jackman still can't bring to the role. I'm looking forward to seeing Logan to see if he can, but so far he hasn't any grittiness. It's almost a little bit of the comic book, in my opinion.
You know, I think that after seeing the... God, why can't I think of the name? Taboo. Tom Hardy has the acting chops to pull it off.
Well, that dude can do whatever he wants.
Pretty much.
I mean, he can really play. Whoa. He can play furniture if he wanted to.
You know what? I think Tom Hardy could, and I was kind of concerned because I know how tall Tom Hardy is. Tom Hardy's 6 foot. Hugh Jackman's 6'2".
Yeah.
Is he really? Okay, well, I mean, I guess you'd make anybody look taller or shorter if necessary.
Yes, Wolverine's like 5'5", 5'6".
I think it was like 5'6", 5'8". I don't think he was below 5'5".
Wolverine, I think he was.
Was he?
And we guys are thinking about that. There's a movie idea. A guy by the name of Jared Padalecki. I don't know who he is off the top of my head. He wants to play Dick Grayson as Nightwing.
You know, I saw that.
Who does?
How do you say this name? I have no idea how to say it.
Jared Pet. Oh my gosh. Now I saw this before. It's the guy from Supernatural, Jared Padalecki. Do you know what I'm talking about, Ryan?
Yeah.
So I could see it.
I'm really interested.
Supernatural.
Thank you.
I'm interested in that because he's probably the one character you haven't seen a lot. I think Batgirl could do it, but I think this would be a great way to have something as one of the more famous.
I really liked Nightwing.
Awesome to see a Nightwing, and he looks like he would be a Nightwing.
Yeah, once I looked at the name, because I saw there was a couple people bidding for this slot. But once I saw the name, I'm like, oh yeah, that fits.
Because I want to see a Nightwing, and I also want to see Batman Beyond.
Yeah,
I want to see a live action version of that.
I've been preaching for a fucking Batman Beyond movie for years now. By the way, I always thought that Jensen Ackles would have done a good Captain America.
Oh, yeah,
interesting choice.
He would fit.
Yeah. He's the guy from Avengers.
He's the other guy from Supernatural.
Yeah, he's the brother.
I'm kind of hoping I want to see kind of an alternative heroes movie besides just Batman. Hell, at this point, give me a decent Teen Titans movie, something that's a little off the beaten path.
The thing is now that these things are so part of the pop culture, big studios don't have a problem forking out some good money for it.
Yeah.
So I hope you get to
see all this shit eventually. They're absolutely going
to
do
well. Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to seeing Iron Fist, which is coming out. Is it this month?
Yeah, I think it's the 11th. I think it's the latter part of this month.
Anyway, I've been actually wanting to watch that one for a while because, I mean, I'm not a big fan of the Iron Fist. I wasn't a big fan of him. But I'm actually, since how well Netflix has done with the superheroes that they've been given, besides Jessica Jones, I'm excited to see this one. And, I mean, it's just not. Jessica Jones just really wasn't my cup of tea.
I'm just looking forward to having a different hero that isn't as well known as, you know, Superman, Batman, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
You know, I'm actually surprised they have never made a new Steel movie, though. Because he's basically, it's basically like a Tony Stark-esque character. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if he's rich or not. But
I want to see Static Shock as grown up.
That would be, hell, just give me another cartoon.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah.
I think we need a live-action Bonkers.
That would be cool. Man, that cartoon, wow. I haven't thought about that forever. So any other movie news or any other comments?
Who doesn't want to be a bobcat as a police officer?
I loved that cartoon when I was younger. I don't think
it was the shit. I really liked it.
Ryan was a kid when I came out. James and I were probably a tad bit older than that.
Preteen-ish.
I don't remember. I just remember it coming out. So, ladies and gentlemen, for Jonathan Charney, James Stevens, and Ryan Preston, as always, thank you for watching.
Goodbye.